New ag leadership in place at UTK. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. The University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture in Knoxville is preparing for the start of the new school year with new leadership in place in all four of their major areas.
You know, what we're looking for is a team of people that want to work together to advance the institute as well as serve the needs of agriculture and the agricultural community and the citizens broadly across the state.
Dr. Joe DiPietro is vice president for the Institute of Agriculture, and with the recent announcement of Dr. James Thompson as the new dean for the College of Veterinary Medicine, there are four new deans that have been appointed within the past year.
I don't think there's a better team in the United States, I'll be honest with you. These people are dynamic, they're energetic, they accept our mission of providing solutions right and left and educating people and moving us ahead. And I think we've accomplished a lot in the first couple of years I've been here, but solidifying this team was one of my primary goals in the first 3 years of being here at Tennessee, and I'm very happy about having done that.
Last year, Dr. Calla Bill was named Dean of the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources. Earlier this summer, Dr. Bill Brown became the head of the experiment station, and August 1st, Dr. Tim Cross assumed his duties as Dean of the Extension Service.
This, I think, is a great chance to really build a new team, to assemble a group of individuals all at basically the same time, from Dr. DiPietro to Dr. Beal, Dr. Brown, Dr. Thompson, and myself. I know that we're all committed to working together and to doing each of our missions to the best job we each can possible.
And so we're still committed to the whole enterprise from the standpoint of what the Institute of Ag is about. And it's a very exciting time here. And not only is it exciting, it's special.
The UT Institute of Agriculture working to improve our state's number one industry. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.